5. 100% cashmere. Mira stared at the sweater tag in her hand and smiled. Just the words 100% cashmere were enough to put her in a good mood. The pale pink sweater with a ballet scoop neckline was so soft that she could have slept on it. Prepsters, Emerald Cove's popular high-end clothing boutique, so named for girls like her who went to Emerald Prep and could afford $300 riding boots, must have just gotten a shipment because the cashmere sweater was available in every size and color. The only decision Mira had to make now was pink or taupe. She was going to try on both, along with a pair of those new jeans she saw on the table at the front of the store. While she was here, she might as well look for some casual dresses, too, to wear to a few of her dad's fundraisers she was dreading. There was so much to choose from at Prepster's, she wished she could stay all day. Shopping really was retail therapy. Maybe that was why Mira had been doing so much of it in the last few weeks. When her dad apologized to the family for the first time, Mira ran out afterward and bought expensive white flip-flops with interchangeable bands. When her mom cried over a blog that said she was crazy for standing by her dad, Mira bought luxurious lavender 900 thread count sheets for her bed. And when Savannah, her friends, and pretty much the whole 10th grade blacklisted her, Mira bought her and Izzy matching sterling silver evil eye rings so she would have something to look at in class when her former friends were talking about her.